Most people have never heard of the Strait of Hormuz, yet this narrow waterway between Iran and Oman shapes the price of nearly everything an American family buys. Roughly one-fifth of the world's oil moves through this 21-mile-wide passage. When tensions rise and Iran threatens to choke it, the shock does not stay in the Persian Gulf. Because oil is bought and sold as a global commodity, a squeeze on the strait becomes a squeeze on the American wallet, pushing up costs from the gas pump to the grocery aisle. This article looks at why a distant channel of water matters so much to your household budget. We will examine the geography of this critical choke point, explain how disruptions travel across the economy, look at why the nation's emergency oil buffer sits at dangerously low levels, and explore why Iran now treats the strait as a permanent tool of pressure. Finally, we will discuss simple, level-headed steps you can take to build a personal buffer against repeatable fuel and cost shocks. This is not about fear. It is about understanding the math and preparing accordingly. Where the world's oil bottlenecks. The Strait of Hormuz is a slim ribbon of water that connects the Persian Gulf to the Gulf of Oman and, beyond that, to the open ocean. It sits between Iran to the north and Oman and the United Arab Emirates to the south. At its narrowest point, the strait measures only about 21 miles across. The shipping lanes themselves are even tighter, with just 2 miles in each direction for tankers to travel and a buffer zone in between. That is a remarkably small space for something that carries so much of the world's energy. Every day, tankers loaded with crude oil and liquefied natural gas thread through this passage. Roughly one-fifth of the world's oil, close to a quarter of all oil traded by sea, passes through here. Major producers such as Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, and Iran all rely on the strait to move their product to buyers in Asia, Europe, and beyond. For many of these countries, there is no practical alternative route. A few pipelines exist that can bypass the strait, but their capacity is limited and cannot come close to replacing the volume that moves by ship. This is what geographers and energy experts call a choke point. A choke point is a narrow passage that a large share of trade must funnel through, which means that any blockage or threat at that single spot can affect the entire system. The Strait of Hormuz is widely considered the most important oil choke point on the planet. Its physical size is tiny compared to the enormous influence it holds over the global energy supply. Understanding this geography is the first step. A single narrow passage, small enough to see across on a clear day, carries outsized power over how much the world pays for fuel. When one country sits on the edge of that passage and can threaten the traffic moving through it, the whole world takes notice. That is the reality that sets up everything else in this discussion. Why it hits the American pump and beyond? A common question is why Americans should care about the Strait of Hormuz at all. The United States now produces a great deal of its own oil and imports relatively little through that particular waterway. Most of the oil moving through Hormuz heads to Asia, not to American ports. So why does a disruption thousands of miles away still reach into the average American household? The answer comes down to one simple fact: oil is priced globally. Crude oil is a worldwide commodity, and its price is set on international markets, not by where a specific barrel happens to come from. When supply is threatened anywhere in the world, the price rises everywhere. It does not matter that the oil in your local refinery came from Texas or North Dakota. If a major chunk of the global supply is suddenly at risk, the price of every barrel climbs, including the ones produced right here at home. The cost cascade. Once crude prices rise, the effects spread through the economy in a chain reaction. The gas pump is only the most visible part of a much larger story. Here is how the cascade typically unfolds. First, crude oil prices jump on the news of a threat or disruption. Traders react quickly, and prices can move within hours. Next, that increase shows up in gasoline prices at your local station, since gasoline is refined from crude. Within days or weeks, drivers feel the pinch every time they fill up. But it does not stop there. Diesel fuel also comes from crude, and diesel powers the trucks that carry nearly everything Americans buy. When diesel gets more expensive, trucking companies pay more to move freight, and those higher costs get passed along. Jet fuel rises too, which raises the cost of air freight and shipping goods across long distances. All of these increases eventually flow down to the products on store shelves. The result is that a spike in oil prices touches groceries, building materials, clothing, electronics, and countless everyday goods. The price of a loaf of bread or a bag of lumber has a hidden fuel cost baked into it. This is why an oil shock is really an everything shock. The gas pump is just the part you can see. The larger impact ripples quietly through your entire cost of living, raising the price of items that seem to have nothing to do with the Middle East. Understanding this connection helps explain why a distant waterway deserves attention from anyone trying to manage a household budget. The depleted shock absorber. For decades, the United States has kept a safety net designed to soften exactly this kind of blow. It is called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR. The reserve is a massive government-owned stockpile of crude oil stored in underground salt caverns along the Gulf Coast. Its purpose is simple: when a major disruption threatens the oil supply, the government can release barrels from the reserve to steady the market and keep fuel flowing. Think of it as a shock absorber for the national economy, a buffer that gives the country time to adjust when supply is squeezed. The problem is that this shock absorber is running low. As of early July 2026, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve sits at about 319.5 million barrels. That is its lowest level since 1983. Charts tracking the reserve from 1977 through 2026, based on data from the Energy Information Administration and the Department of Energy, show a steep decline in recent years. The two-year forecast points toward the congressional minimum, the floor that law says the reserve is supposed to maintain. The reserve was drawn down hard during the recent conflict with Iran, leaving the nation with far less cushion than it once had. America's oil reserve rises and falls with conflict. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. 1977 to 2028 year-end crude held in the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, in million barrels. The reserve was built up after the oil shock wars of the late 1970s, then spent back down through the Gulf War, Libya, Ukraine, and now Iran. The two dashed paths show where it heads over the next 2 years if the Strait of Hormuz stays choked. Both cross the level Congress says it should never fall below. A warning from the top. The seriousness of the situation was made plain in June when the sitting president, speaking at a G7 meeting, stated bluntly that at current rates, we run out of reserves at about 4 weeks and warned that running dry could bring bedlam. Whether or not one takes every word literally, the message is clear. The buffer that once gave the country months of breathing room has thinned to a matter of weeks in a severe scenario. Here is the part that many people do not realize. Refilling the reserve is not something that happens quickly or cheaply. Buying hundreds of millions of barrels of oil to restock the caverns costs billions of dollars and takes years, not weeks. The government must purchase the oil on the open market, which can itself push prices higher, and the physical process of pumping it back into storage is slow. So even if leaders decide to rebuild the reserve today, the country will remain exposed for a long stretch of time. The takeaway is straightforward. The national tool meant to protect Americans from oil shocks is weaker than it has been in more than 40 years. This does not mean disaster is certain, but it does mean the country has less protection than usual at a moment when the threat is real. When the shock absorber is worn thin, every bump in the road feels sharper, a structural threat and the prudent response. Perhaps the most important shift is how Iran now views the Strait of Hormuz. According to reporting from Reuters, Iranian strategy has come to treat control of the strait as a golden weapon. This is a lever that Tehran values even more highly than its nuclear program, because it delivers direct pressure on the global economy without the need to build a bomb. By simply threatening to close or disrupt the passage, Iran can rattle oil markets and inflict economic pain on much of the world, all while avoiding the risks and consequences that come with nuclear weapons. This framing matters because it changes the nature of the threat. If the strait were only an occasional flashpoint tied to a single crisis, the danger might come and go. But when a country treats it as a permanent strategic asset, the threat becomes structural. It is built into the situation and can be used again and again. The trigger sits in someone else's hands, and it can be pulled whenever it serves their purpose. That means fuel and price pressure is not a one-time event to be endured and forgotten. It is a repeatable pattern that can return whenever tensions flare. Building a personal buffer. So, what should a reasonable person do with this information? The facts are simply these: the national slack is depleted, the threat is structural and repeatable, and the tools meant to protect against it are worn thin. When you add those facts together, the sensible conclusion is to build a personal buffer of your own. A personal buffer works the same way the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is supposed to work, just on a household scale. The goal is to give yourself breathing room so that a sudden price spike or supply shortage does not catch you flat-footed. Here are some practical, level-headed steps. First, keep your vehicle's fuel tank fuller than usual so a sudden shortage or price jump does not leave you stranded or forced to pay a premium. Second, build a modest reserve of the goods your family uses most, from food staples to household basics, so you can ride out a period of higher prices without scrambling. Third, trim your dependence on fuel where you reasonably can, whether by combining errands, carpooling, or planning trips more carefully. Fourth, keep some financial flexibility in the form of savings so that a temporary rise in your cost of living does not force hard choices. None of these steps require extreme measures or a survivalist mindset. They are the same prudent habits that have always helped families weather uncertain times. The difference now is understanding why they matter. When you know that fuel and cost shocks are repeatable and that the national buffer is thin, building your own buffer stops looking like worry and starts looking like plain common sense. The Strait of Hormuz is a reminder that events far away can reach right into your household budget. Oil is priced globally, so a squeeze on that narrow passage lifts costs from the pump to the grocery store. With the Strategic Petroleum Reserve at its lowest since 1983 and Iran treating the strait as a permanent lever, the pressure is repeatable and the buffer is thin. This is not a reason to panic. It is a reason to stay educated and prepared. Building a personal buffer through fuller fuel tanks, modest supplies, and some financial flexibility is simply prudent. Understanding the math puts you in a stronger position than most, and that steady awareness is the real advantage in uncertain times.